There you are, my lover.
Back for more.
Well, come in closer. No, closer than that. So I can see the whites of your ears. That's it. Now then, where were we? Oh, yes.
My name is Hitchard Screening. This is Planet Earth, the United Kingdom, Minehead, West Somerset, and the year is 1993. 76% of
the UK's paranormal activity takes place here in the West Country.
That's roughly the area between Land's End and Lee Delamere services. Since we met at West Somerset Secondary Modern, Murray Black and I have dedicated our lives to investigating all aspects of the unexplained.
Also on board are Linda Fortune.
I'm the only girl of the group. They've also recruited my younger brother, Pete.
I wanted to enlist sooner, but my sister Linda said I had to concentrate on my GCSEs.
We are a team of preternatural investigators that fancifully call ourselves...
The Paranormalists. One day, we will find the truth.
Linda, don't be scared. I'm right here.
I don't believe it, Pete. A hominid. It must be 7 feet tall. Remarkable. The find of the century.
My God! Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. The beast went for the bear instead of the maid. I hadn't figured on that.
Me bloody neither. Either that thing's a lady, or it is the airiest woofter we've seen since that bearded fella in Lyme Regis what wore the funny trousers which showed his arse cheeks.
Pete! So, you think they'd really mistaken you for Brown Willie? In that squirrel costume?
Yes, I do, Hitch. I mean, why else would they want me dead?
Brilliant, Murray. You've caused a flap.
A what?
A social hysteria. Mass panic. Sightings are going to spread like wildfire now. It'll be like that Monkey Man of India case.
Cool. Still no word from Linda and Pete.
No. I wonder where they've got to.
Hang on. Didn't they say something about a field trip the other day?
Ah, yes. Yes, of course. That's right. This must be the weekend of their Minehead Botanical Association excursion to the moors. Forgot about that. Well, they're missing all the fun.
We'll walk from here.
Fun. I've been chased, shot at, and set on fire today.
I know. Isn't it great?
Glad to be a service. Anyway, tell me again why we rode our bikes all the way out here at 2 o'clock in the morning, dressed as ninjas.
On the other side of that fence is the Bakewell and Tart Genetics Laboratory. No one will be about now. It's the perfect opportunity to get in there and see if we can find anything to substantiate Hannah's Humanzi story.
Yeah, I'm still a little unclear about this Humanzi thing.
Well, it's never been proven, absolutely proven, that man, or woman, and chimpanzee can't procreate, can't produce a subspecies. It's a matter of one chromosome, Murray. One. The DNA is virtually identical. A look at mules, a result of the coupling between horse and donkey.
Yeah, or vodka and ginger ale.
At Colchester Zoo in Essex, they've crossed a donkey with a zebra. It's called a zonkey.
Should have called it a Deborah.
Then there's the liger, a cross between a lion and a tiger. A magnificent creature. It's enormous. You see, the liger is missing an inhibitor growth gene due to crossbreeding, and it's almost the size of an elephant.
A ligerphant?
No, I didn't say it was crossed with an elephant. You can't do a three-way.
Yeah, that's just what Zelda Mason said. She did in the end, of course.
Dirty Murray. Put your balaclava on.
Now, we must be like... the ninja. Paranormalist ninjas.
Right.
Although, I've never seen a ninja in brogues before.
These were my father's brogues, Murray. Elegance never goes out of style.
Come on.
Oh, are you all right, Murray?
To be honest, I thought I could get over the fence in one go.
It's about 10 foot. You've got to get this ridiculous ninja idea out of your head, Murray. You're going to kill yourself. Here. I'll give you a leg up.
But then how are you going to get over? Maybe if we both give each other a leg up simultaneously.
Oh, well, let's at least give that a try.
Hello, ladies.
Jumping Jehoshaphat. Blaze, what the hell are you doing here? And how did you get on the other side of the fence?
Front gate. Got a researcher to fax me the plans. Of course, I had to drive all the way to Bristol to find a fax machine.
Damn it, Hitch. A ninja would have known about the front gate. That's Ninja Page One. And who is this dick, anyway?
Murray, this is Forrest Blaze.
Blaze Forrest.
Sounds like a Bond girl, you know, like Holly Goodhead.
He's a journalist from London. He's covering the Brown Willie case and making the paranormalists his focus, putting us in the spotlight.
Yeah, I'm going to make you famous.
Well, stop looking smug, mate. Show us the way in.
The gate's just back there, where you left your bikes.
You, get over here this instant and untie me.
Your brother's long gone, Miss Linda. You'll be all right, though, once the beast's lust has been sated. Ain't that right, Cyril? I mean, Bonnie.
That's right. We'll be safe now, though, for a while at least.
Oh, he's taken girls before, though, ain't he?
Well, Jack, in the hundreds of years that... Clyde!
Listen, you pair of Burks. You're Jack and you're Cyril. I'm not fooled. Now untie me!
Okay, maid. I suppose we don't need you anymore. Let me just...
Right, let's back away real slow. You wouldn't want me to slit your throat with this bottle now, would you? I hear Perry acts as a slow-acting poison. That's if the huge hole in your neck doesn't kill you first.
Jack!
It's all right, Cyril. It's all right. Go easy there, lady. Don't do anything rash.
Rash? One, my baby brother has just been kidnapped by a sex-starved Bigfoot. B, this is the cryptozoological find of the century, and I'm stuck here with you two idiots. And three, you've put me in a dress, and I hate dresses. So yes, to summarise, the chances of me doing something rash are rather high.
Jack!
We're going into the woods now. Jack, you lead. If there's any funny business, I'll drain Cyril like a pig. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand. Just don't hurt him. Don't hurt my Cyril. Please don't hurt him.
You're going to take me to Kong's lair and we're going to get my brother back.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Good boys. Let's go. And for God's sake, take those bells off.
So, what are we looking for, guys?
Filing cabinets, Blaze. Any reports dated 1978?
So hang on, since when did Mr. Forrest Fire become a member of the Paranormalists?
Keep it down, Murray.
We don't even know this bozo. He could be working for the other side.
Who are the other side?
I don't know. You know what I mean, them. The shadowy powers that be who suppress...
Yeah, chaps, look out. There's a light up ahead.
There's a light up ahead. There's a light up ahead. Last time old Plutarch heard that, we was drifting through the Northwest Passage. Board the Octavius, 1952. Oh, 'twas a ferocious sound. The ice cracking under us. Bound for an icy grave and no mistake. That was till we saw a ghostly light shining on the pack ice off the starboard. Gently moving up and down it went. Hovering there in the darkness, up and down. So we set a course for this will-o'-the-wisp, assuming it must be a sign. Sure enough, by some miracle, what lay ahead in this new direction was weaker ice beneath our bow, and we soon picked up speed. Amidst the cheers on deck, we also wondered aloud what this strange light foretold. Was it some patron saint of sailors? An angel on the ice showing us the way? No, it was a bosun's mate. He jumped off and was having his wicked way with an Eskimo girl. Just so happened that his torch was switched on and tucked into his back pocket. Randy little bugger. Well, I hope that's cooled you down. As me, anyway. Oh, where were we?
It's a torch. That's you two talking too loud. We've been busted.
Oh,
Who goes where? Here! There!
Murray, Blaze, leave this to me. It's okay, sir. We've broken in. Yes, I'll give you that, but we mean you no harm.
Are you all right?
I just need to sit down. That's better.
Some bloody security guard, a lanky ginger now who can't string a sentence together.
Do you watch your spanners, young lady?
What?
I've not broken to another human being for 6 years, so some of the things I bray may not make sense. It's happened to me before. I just need to get back into a swinging fit. Give me a biscuit.
Guys, he's 3 stops past Dagenham Heathway.
What?
Barking.
Hey?
Look at the tube, Matt.
I'll kick you up the Arsenal ground, you cheeky young upstreet. It's a lonely business, this security lark. Sleep during the drain, work through the nighty.
It must be lonely for you, Mr...
Name's Ted. And who are you?
I'm Murray Black, and this is, Forrest Blaze.
Oh, sounds like a...
Bond girl, yeah, I know. Like Suki a cock dry.
What?
Wasn't she in You Only Live Twice?
And my name, sir, is Hitchard Screening.
Hitchard Screeching! I knew your father. Good man.
My dad? How?
I was in his sound screw. The ground crew.
What's he on about, Screening?
My father disappeared in 1982 in his RAF Lightning on a routine mission to investigate an unidentified flying object over the Bristol Channel. He's never been found.
That'll be a topic for you and I to discuss alone, Master Screening, I wager. There's plenty to tell about that night. Anyway, you know where to find me now.
Yes.
That's right, always queer. 7 nights a year, 52 days a week. Anyhow, what are you doing, Gingerbeer?
We're looking for information, which we're happy to pay for. We're not robbers or anything. We're paranormal investigators.
Paranormal investigators?
Yeah, I could have told you not to attempt that one.
Well, it's all quiet around deer. That's giraffe my problem. Bakewell and Tart have cut up chop. To be honest, I don't know why they still play me. You're welcome to luck around, though. All this fluff will go to paste.
Really?
Yes, I'll be fad of the bumpany. I mean tuppany. Company! That's it. Damn my vocal cords.
www.paranormalist.co.uk